urgently and early. So I think in the past we have allowed funding for that to happen.
Through you, Mayor, that's correct for the next financial year. But I think Councillor Orr is referring to not next financial year, but the financial year after that, which I think would be a matter for the council to decide. But that would be a significant.
But there is a framework, and it's not like we aren't understanding each event is going to have its logistical challenges. So the idea is not to block or impede, it's simply to have a level playing field so that the same level of scrutiny is applied to everyone and the funding is contestable.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council is able to make commitments to organisations and entities over multi-year periods, usually by way of council resolution, but it's normally supported by way of an agreement or a contract as well. So recently council awarded a contract, for instance, for curbside collection services, which commits council to future budgets in advance. Without such that in place, council can consider each annual budget process cycle not to commit to funding in any given year without an agreement in place.
Thank you. Councillor.
Just clarification. So the motion we've got currently for this one, the one from last year, was that July? When was that last year?
Just before
June.
July or something.
Yeah, so that's scary.
27th of the 6th, 2023 was when that motion came. That was one from the floor from Harris. The previous one was...
Yeah, so it's July last year.
Yeah.
Just clarify, they've had 6 months, just clarify, they've had at least 6 months to get an event application ready.
Correct.
At least probably 9 months.
Correct.
That's been pretty busy in that time.
So how long does it normally take to complete the event application?
Maybe we should ask Simone if you would. Real world experience.
For a large event, not that small events, but for a large event.
I don't think I'd need to comment on that. I have a staff member that does it, I've got no knowledge.
Thank you. That's a fair answer. I've been advised, I have looked into this, I've spoken to Rao Dravid. His advice is the initial application, they do red carpet people through to various degrees of success. It's a relatively expedient process. The lag on some of the additional information that's required once you've got an event plan, but you're talking like a day or two at worst. I've been told that once you have the application in place and you have your event plan and all that sort of stuff, the repeat application subsequently to doing it can be done within the hour.
Okay.
Alright, so are there any other speakers? Otherwise I'll hand it back to our mover. Councillor Barwick, you are the mover to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's been very interesting. A comment that I would like to make as a council, the equity of any of the Tainan Mac Valley funding or any grants applications that we give out don't have to come back to this table, because if they're in a budgeted line item, we say to the GM they can have this, the general manager has to agree it, and if it's not right, the general manager then comes back to the table and says, look, I'm not happy with this, and it goes from there. There is no acquittal yet as far as figures for the Tainan Valley Folk Festival, because they haven't been finished off and whatever. So I think who said that comment? Yourself, yeah, through the hasn't come through the auditors yet. So we haven't got that from them. I had something given to me today, but it's just a comment on what happened, not an acquittal, because it hasn't occurred yet for them to hand to us. I listened to all the... I mean, we had a grant application today for $5,000, and the mayor saying, I hope they apply and we can do something next year. We've got something that's been going 34 years that we should, and when you think about it, from $1,000 for beginnings to $9,000 over 34 years, council technically really hasn't got behind them as far as it's, the money helps, but we give more money away to some groups that are just a one-day affair. You know, whereas we have this town busy and everyone has great fun. And I just, even if it's to just next year, have their budget, the money guaranteed for them for next year, because they should be now organising for getting the folkies all ready and organised to come over in January. It takes that long to get them signed up and knowing where they're going to go and what's going on. Even if that can happen, and we look at what Simone has put forward, how do people, if we have a lot of people that are on the permanent budget, that if we're going to cut one lot off, we need to cut them all off. You know, so I mean, it's something that really needs to be looked at, but I just feel that as a council, if we are so proud, we should continue to support something that costs and does not take staff to do any of the work. It's done by a committee of volunteers, and they do all the hard work and the heartache, and everyone reaps their benefit. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bark. I'm going to read to the chambers one more time the motion you're about to vote on. That the Georgetown Council, number one, move to reinstate the Tamar Valley Folk Festival as a designated item in the 24-25 budget, and number two, approve the request for this item until the Council establishes a transparent application process outlining the criteria for sustaining a budget line item, including the necessary financial and other reports. With that, I'll call for the vote. All those in favour of the item, please raise your hand or say aye.
Aye.
Councillor Barwick, Councillor Lowe. All those opposed, please raise your hand or say aye. Councillor Keyser, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Archer, Councillor Harris, Councillor Orr, Councillor Dawson. The motion is defeated.
Can I move a motion from the floor once you're all gone?
Absolutely. Let me just get this. So I'll just remind everybody, and again, this is a comment, a transparent comment, we would welcome an application from the Tamar Valley Folk Festival for event sponsorship. Please just regard, I know the clock is ticking, we have a standing item, this is how we'd like to execute your request. Please come work with us, we'd love to help you expedite your red carpet to be of maximum assistance.
Yeah.
Please do that.
Can I make a comment when all the speakers are off after that about that statement?
I have a motion from one of my councillors to move a motion from the floor. All right. Are we ready? Okay. Councillor Dawson, take it away.
Okay. So I'll just email this motion through to Louise. And I welcome a seconder and even... a tweak and amendment, but I think we can't lose the intent of what this motion is. The motion reads that Council establish a transparent application process outlining the criteria for sustaining a budget line item in relation to community events and sponsorships, inclusive of all expectations in relation to financial reporting and profit and loss reconciliations as a priority.
So firstly, Councillor Dawson, if you can just look at what is on the board as typed up by Louise and just confirm that that's an accurate reflection of your motion. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay, so I'll first read it back to you. So councillors, The motion from Councillor Dawson is that Council establish a transparent application process outlining the criteria for sustaining a budget line item in relation to community events and sponsorships, inclusive of all expectations in relation to financial reporting and profit and loss reconciliations as a priority. I'll call for a seconder for that motion. Councillor Mason is our seconder. Councillor Dawson, take it away.
I'll listen to the debate around the chamber on the previous motion, and I think and I heard that and clearly what Councillor Lowe had to say and what the proposal for the previous motion was, and I'd hate to lose the intent and the goodwill that was in that motion. I think it would be a sad time for our council and our community if we don't actually act on developing a process so that whether it's around this table, whether it's however it is that we can put a budget line item up that our community supports and have a proper process around that. I think this process would need to be two-pronged. One, an internal one where we might debate and accept or reject a community proposal, but also one that we can put forward ourselves on behalf of the community. And but I think our community events that we've got and that are planned each year, they take a lot for these community groups to put together, whether it be the Tarnum Valley Folk Festival, whether it be the New Year's Eve fireworks, or whether it just be the process that the Fire Brigade needs to take as far as doing their setup around Christmas and Easter. I think we need to just have clarity. We've had a number of issues over the years, and since I first elected in 2014, we've had sponsorship policies, we've had every 2 years we change what it is. I think there's been 6 or 7 changes to how we do things because it's always, someone's not happy. We need clarity for this so we don't have groups like Tarnum Valley Folk Festival or New Year's Fireworks Group from Neighbourhood House and others walk away because it's too onerous. So I think we just need to have a clear process that everyone knows and council officers are supportive of.
Thank you. Councillor Mason.
Yeah, it's a good motion, well thought out. If it's not the right process, we'll save a lot of problems now and well into the future.
Well said. Speakers for or against, Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mayor. We've actually had the processes in place pretty much from as far back as 2014 as well. But it's just having the people who are responsible for supplying the remits are actually acting on it because they don't put them in time or we don't hear from them at all after a function. So we just need to be a bit more rigid on what is expected within this same motion that we've got here. But that needs to be a bit more rigid with what we expect to hear back from the successful tenders for sponsorship.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Councillor Lowe.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson, for opening the door again, because there was a few things that I should have probably said previously, but they still fit now. The sponsorship is component of the application is not really what I was trying to achieve, because that is a clear-cut process. There is an application form. It is the budget line item. So how a person gets ongoing funding from this council without putting an application in every year, where it just rolls over, be it 9,000 for the Folk Festival, 1,000 in previous years, 400 for the lollies. The Neighbourhood House doesn't fall into this, and I don't intend to. That's not what I'm trying to achieve. It's trying to achieve so if somebody does want that ongoing, consistent opportunity to get funding from council through an ongoing annual basis, that there's a process that they know how to do that and what that looks like. So that's what I was trying to achieve in part two. I think Councillor Dawson's motion will achieve the same thing, but I do note that when I said it, it was quite made clear. It was made quite clear that we have this process, and now we when Councillor Dawson says that it's a good process, so I'd just like to make that note. Thank you.
I'll briefly just speak to the motion. I support the motion because you have to acknowledge that we do have some significantly lower value items that are line items. So a comprehensive process that establishes what that looks like, I support. Just again, being philosophically transparent here, I am firmly of the view that it is healthy for us, for our vent budget, to have contestability as a goal, which would encourage fresh ideas, contemporary ideas, and those who have done the work to achieve sponsorship. So the idea of event sponsorship through a line item is just one that I just don't think is long-term in the interest of the community. But I think it's a healthy process to go through this, debate it with your peers, and come up with something that hopefully can achieve as many of these things as possible. So I will support it. It's a healthy exercise. Councillor Archer.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I think we're going to need to get a good understanding for the public and for ourselves as to, through policy, what's appropriate for people to apply for process. And even if this getting on the budget line on the process is even appropriate at all, it may well, we may well decide it's not. I view it as this may well, you need to look at sponsorship and grant funding, even just a little bit broader than Councillor Dawson's motion, but I sort of am speaking in support of this motion because I think we're at risk if we don't do it properly and go down this path that this will just be a perennial discussion. And we need some proper, and that's not sustainable. We need to get it sorted, get some proper policy, including transparency around it. And not favouring or disfavouring any community group or organisation. Just a couple of items ago, we're talking about dishwasher, and council land, whether that's an appropriate process and this sort of thing. And so I think this, this board and look and a good, needs to go to a workshop and probably not just for half an hour, is it? Not for half an hour. It's probably a half day or a couple of hour sessions to actually get proper expectations, into a policy that's the public and council and councillors can understand. And I think that would be appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ashley.
I agree with what Councillor Archer has said. I believe that we should be getting a policy together so that everybody is on the same page and knows exactly what they have to put in, what they have to do, where they have to go. Because that way then, as Councillor Archer said, it's not as if we're against any of the organisations. We're not against the organisations. We're just against the way things are being done at the moment.
Thank you, Councillor Ashley. Anybody else? Councillor Orr?
Push on a motion.
Okay. Let's go.
Easy. So, exactly as it is now, except take off the as priority. We're coming through a very busy period. We've got a budget coming up. I'm mindful of staff here, and staff as well. And to make it a priority, I can't see why it's a priority.
Duly noted.
It's
so recorded.
If someone's going to put a budget application now, the time we get this done will be the year after next anyway. So I don't see it as a priority.
Thank you, and I think Louise has captured perfectly, just removed as a priority. Thank you. All right, are there any final questions or speaking to Councillor Dawson's motion? Otherwise, I'll hand it back to close. Do you have a question, Councillor Harris? I think we may have one more question.
Yeah,
Do we need a foreshadow motion, or can we just ask the mover of the first motion if just take those the three words off?
So again, let's record that properly. But let's record that properly as in our minutes. So Councillor Harris has asked the mover on an amendment, and the mover has declined that. You just record that, thank you. Just give the third user a little chance. So I will just read it back one more time. So first, hang on, let's have the mover speak to the close, and then I'll read it out before we vote, and then everyone knows exactly what we're voting on.
Is everyone happy with the way we're treating the amendment in the minutes?
Is everyone happy with the way we're treating the amendment in the minutes? That's a very good question. I think we're growing up here as an organisation. Everyone looks happy with the way we're treating the amendment in the minutes. So far, so good. Councillor Dawson to close. I like that. Thank you. That's helpful. I like that. Great work.
Thanks everyone for your indulgence and your comments around it. And I think I've heard things like caps on timelines, workshop expectations and limitations around how we can deal with this ourselves. Maybe do a deep dive on it, which is around having at least a good 4 hours or more with good support from officers, governance-wise, to actually pull apart what we've got. And whether we need to expand this out to community consultation, and around a councillor's role, like our role is to make sure that the money of council is spent wisely, and I don't think we're getting the reconciliations in a timely manner at the moment to be able to do that across our table. There are roles that the executive and corporate need to do as far as the internal functions. So I'm not trying to take away those roles and responsibilities. But what I need is when we make a decision about an item that's here, whether it be in budget or whether it be as a sponsorship, that we can actually have good clarity on whether we're supporting something that was money well spent the following year, and at the moment I can't do that without policy like this. So I hope people support the motion.
All right, and I will then just read one more time what it is that we are about to vote on. That council establish a transparent application process outlining the criteria for sustaining a budget line item in relation to community events and sponsorships, inclusive of all expectations in relation to financial reporting and profit and loss reconciliations as a priority. With that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Keyser, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Archer, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Dawson. All those opposed, please raise your hand or say aye.
Yes.
Councillor Barwick and Councillor Orr. The motion is carried 7-2 to establish this policy. Okay, we're trying various different formats for councillors' questions with or without notice. Sometimes we read them, sometimes we don't read them. Whatever you want. I really just want this to be a smooth, easy print. You want it to be read?
No.
So, councillors, please read councillors' question. Just note the questions and the responses.
So, Mr. Chairman, could I please ask questions on Council Orr's question. Yes. 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 line lighting on outside my house, and they advised me that it was not their issue. They did not build that, to do that, or design that. It was the council, as it's a council road. So I questioned why, when a police officer says to me, you cannot readily cross that road. Right? So I am sitting in the middle of my highway with a 100k load going to come round that corner, which is not very far, and I'm waiting there to go across my road if there's traffic going this way, and I have to illegally cross into that white line. I cannot come out of my house and go down Industry Road because I can't cross across two lots of roads.
So, Councillor Bowen, with respect, what's your question?
Well, Mr. Mayor, may I ask through, if you may, if that is treated as a question without notice? I think it's separate to the one that's included in the agenda.
But it was only more because it says it's already the signs are there, and people, and I've got notes on Facebook. Can't wait to open that for 800 pages.
Look, I'm going to accept it only because, you know, there's people that I can imagine don't want to answer. I don't even know if I've got a genuinely consistent way of dealing with these things. But just tell me, what's the question?
Mr. Mayor, through you, and for the purposes of minutes, I would just like Councillor to consider how you're presenting the query from Councillor Barlick. I'm just conscious that Councillor Waller has had a question placed on notice with a response. And my view, when we're getting the minutes ready, is that the question come from Councillor Barlick is a new question.
It is a new question, entirely new question. That I completely agree with you. Does not...
But should we refer back to my question, though? So we're not debating...
Well,
shouldn't we debate
we actually...
We shouldn't be debating
To correct you, I still don't even know what Councillor Barlick's question is. So when I have no other
it's
question...
It's more a statement than the question.
Then this is not the right time.
My statement was that I let you know that
then, this is not the right time. This is questions without notice. Again, with respect. So let's move on. Councillor Archer, how long will you take your question?
Oh, no, I've just got another question.
The question and answer for Councillor Archer, your new question is?
Sort of in on the topic of Councillor Barley, which is just talking about there and about the entry in and out of the driveway and the changes that were made when the intersection with Industry and Down Ripple Road was changed. Why was the road designed to make entry to that driveway illegal with double white lines if you're coming across traffic and exiting and across traffic? Why was the design made that way to make those entry and exits across traffic illegal? And was the principal landowners made aware that was happening?
Thank you. Let's just give Louise a bit of a chance. So, Luke, you happy? Mm-hmm. Luke, you happy?
Yes.
So, Councillor Archer, so in brief, the question is, why was the design entry an existing
exit?
Why was the design entry and exit across traffic illegal? And was the principal owner, and were the principal owners made aware of this happening? We could tighten that up.
As long as it's not taken out of context.
No, through,
let's get it right.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, this is a great opportunity to make sure that the question is as the councillor is asking it and as he wants it, so it's not left up to, there's been a lot of talk just around the question already.
Exactly.
It's not solely left up to the interpretation of officers to...
Back to you, councillor.
The question was there. So why was the design for entry and exit to...
838.
Dalrymple Road. Why was that?
838 Dalrymple Road.
Why was that design in the intersection designed to make it illegal for entry and exit across traffic?
So just say, why was the exit across traffic on 838 Dalrymple Road design? Help me out here, Councillor Sergeant. Made... to be illegal. I like that, well done. Designed to be illegal, and were the principal owners made aware of this happening? That makes reasonable sense.
Yeah.
So just confirming one more time, Councillor Archer, are you happy that the question for the minutes accurately reflects your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Councillor Archer has agreed that it does. The question reads, why was the design entry and exit across traffic on Acre at Toronto Road designed to be illegal, and were the principal owners made aware of this happening? Move the chair to the general manager.
So thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for the question. My advice is, in brief, that it's not an illegal design for the purposes of entering private property. What we will do, though, is take the question on those and provide a more extensive response with our advice.
I think there might have been a misunderstanding of the question asked at the end, because I'm not saying that the entry and exit is illegal. I'm saying that the entry and exit across traffic. Cross-traffic as well, so across the opposing traffic line.
I think we understand the intent.
If it's willing to be taken on notice.
No, in short, we're trying to help. I'm not saying anything, just help us. Just edit it, just propose any edits you want.
Well, I thought it was pretty clear, across traffic, obviously.
Across.
Yeah, obviously.
The opposing traffic. Across the opposing traffic. How about that? Across the opposing traffic. All right, so Winston, I think that's a bit better.
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Is the issue around solid white line? That's a specific query, and
no, that's in the design. That's in the that was designed. I'm asking what's designed that line.
Okay, so let's just make a note there of the solid white line. So why the design entry and exit across the solid double white line?
Well, that's if you want to get that specific, that's in the design.
Line into opposing traffic. Beautiful. I think that then captures it perfectly.
Right. We're happy with that.
Into opposing traffic. I think you've got to add into part. And I think one final time. Please just read the question on the board. Make sure you're happy,
that's
and
okay.
Then we can take it on notices. Just make sure our minutes are.
Joining opposing traffic, crossing it, just crossing the opposing. It's about crossing double white lines.
Yeah.
Just remove the opposing traffic, exit across the double white line. On 338 Dalrymple Road. How about that? That I think is what you're aiming for. That's my interpretation. Just remove the cross opposing traffic, so it's entrant across double white line.
Okay.
All right, I think that's a reasonable. then reads, why was the design entry and exit across the solid double white line at 338 Dalrymple Road designed to be illegal and were the principal owners made aware of it happening? Beautiful. And you can remove the crossing word as well. There we go. And then we'll take that one, as the general manager has indicated, on the, just one more time, reconfirming, Councillor Archer.
To leave it as so we have an answer if you want to provide.
First of all, can we capture the question, please? Can we capture the question?
Is this the same question?
Is it the same question?
No,
question?
I'm asking what he's there to have a look at it with
direction. So it's not on notice. So it's not on notice.
Any interest in the question that you got there first?
Just treat the same as would be Councillor Archer.
Yep, so we have Councillor Archer's question. What is it? If you have a question, please just notice and we'll record it, because it is questions on notice, and then we'll provide
I've
you.
I've got one of those for today.
So, yes or no?
Through you, Mr. Chair. Is the question from Councillor Barley without notice? Can we move that now to your satisfaction? So I think it was something along the lines of the Director of Infrastructure has visited the property in question.
Yeah.
And you have requested or he has said you would get a report, and your question is, has that report been received?
No, I never said he said.
Asked. You asked
what
you.
His report was from going out there, but it's not a question on notice, it's just a...
I think maybe there's a good lesson in
follow
learning.
On,
maybe sorry, if I can just make a point. Maybe this is a good lesson in learning, that this is questions on notice. So if I can ask all of you, please, to come prepared with your questions pre-written down. It just helps the... If you do without notice, equally, if you have a compulsion, write it down. Please provide it to Louise so we can have accurate minutes.
But
as you can see, it's rather tricky. Have you got
my room, please? I
need to ask for it to be written down. And for the sake of minutes, making, I want it written down.
Shall we have my question being dealt with?
Yes, your question has been dealt with. And, the response was we will provide a...
No, it's taken on notice.
Taken on notice, but again, it is a technical question that we can answer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Are you happy with that, though? Again,
I do.
Understand the intent, right?
Yeah.
Councillor Lowe, what's your question?
My first question is, Mr. Chairman, can Council have a report...
Pause it, Louise Hatcher.
I'll give it to her.
Carry on.
Yes,
you can. Carry on.
Have a report come to the April meeting about the Weymouth Main Beach Recreation Area Development Plan. So Council can receive this report for consideration in future Council's vote.
Duly received. So that's a question without notice. We don't have a response.
I think they can prepare one if that's what happens to us.
We should say no.
I would say at the soonest convenience would be my only request to you. So in terms of the urgency, I don't think that it is of burning urgency, but let's get around it.
Yep.
That
was
my own. I've asked that because it's 3 years since I bought that.
We're debating questions. Point of order.
It is a point of order, so Council, I'm not going to say no. It's your question, and I want all your questions answered. I'm just asking if you, with your consideration, at the earliest convenience, you'd be welcome the help to the staff. Would you accept that, Councillor Mark?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's entirely up to
I might. I've had two points of orders on me. I never have a meeting without one. Would you please advise the council what was the priority project given to the Liberal Party or the Labour Party should either of the parties be elected?
You've seen our advocacy document, right?
Sorry?
You've seen our priority project advocacy document?
Well, just put a comment in the paper, and then I have. That says that the councils had put in their priorities, so I was asking what.
I can answer that. We don't need to take this on the notice.
Okay.
The priority projects are as per our priority projects advocacy document, which everybody here has had an input into.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, just as we allow me to take to catch up, if that's okay, please.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to, again, for the sake of the minutes, if we can confirm that the point of order through Councillor Orr was accepted by the Chair or not. I heard that you said it wasn't the point of order, so we'll make sure that.
I did accept Councillor Orr's point of order.
So could you just slow down for a moment, please, just to allow our staff to catch up? That'd be great. Thank you, much appreciated.
Can I please have a copy of the traffic review report of Dalrymple and Industry Road, please?
I can't comment on that, but I think you have been already supplied that, haven't you?
Not that I haven't got it. It may have been around before I got it.
Certainly circulated at work.
Anyway, I've asked for one.
We'll recirculate one.
Sorry?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure I'm confident this is one that exists necessarily. Is it specific to speed, safety? I'm not sure. So if we take the question on notice, we'll have a look at what reports exist or don't.
Thank you. All right, let's do that. I'll take the question on notice. That sounds reasonable.
This is probably
my question.
This would be a question on
notice. But hang on, it's a question. So do you want Councillor Barber to specify what aspect of safety she is looking for in the report?
What I'll instruct my officers through you, Mr. Mayor, is to go back through our records over the course of a few years to see what reports we have in relation to traffic and safety reviews on the Dalrymple Industry Road.
That sounds reasonable, isn't it? Good.
This is probably for the planner. Did the permit for the public car park on Regent Square have lights? Which is a requirement under contractor. What's it called up?
Yep.
Requirement under Australian standards for car parks. If not, why not? When will the future impact group become an incorporated body, and is council working with the group for this to happen?
Yeah, if I may, just quickly, Councillor Barwick, so I haven't addressed your last question, I just want to, for the point of audio and those present and listening, we have a change of chair. The mayor has had to leave, and Councillor Dawson, as deputy mayor, has assumed the chair. We'll hand over to the deputy mayor as chair. But through you, Mr. Chair, can I? We've responded to the Dalrymple Industry Road question. Through your indulgence, can I just respond to the DA question in regard to Regent Square? So our response would be that I haven't got that development application in front of me with its conditions, so we'll go back and look at that, Councillor Barwick, if that's okay, and then we'll come back with a formal response. And then, if I may, through you, Mr Chair, in relation to the Future Impact Group, is Council working with the Future Impact Group to become an incorporated body? We offer our support as officers where requested, but that responsibility solely relies with the Future Impact Group themselves. Funding for some of their funding for some of their programs will cease very, very soon. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions? So, if there are no further questions.
No, I've got no questions.
I'm asking the
question. Oh,
I asked you. Okay. You said no.
Sorry?
You said no when I asked the question.
No, I didn't really do that. No, sorry. Tip hours on Saturdays. Can someone tell me what the tip hours are? Please, for Saturdays.
4 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Is what I understand? Yeah,
well,
okay.
There was a big kerfuffle last weekend. Of course, the.
Point of order. Debating the question.
To accept the point of order.
Well, I'm not sure a councillor can debate their own question, but. I'll accept the point of order, but. Move on, Councillor Barwick.
I'm finished, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, if there are no further questions, we shall move towards close. Has anybody got to move into close?
I don't know.
So, move Councillor Harris and second by Councillor Mason. The time being. 3:46 p.m. Just note that Councillor Archer just left the room.
So, could we just get the door, please? Thank you. And then, we'll pause the audio.
We'll just vote on going in close first. I'll call the pause. And so, noting Councillor Chair and Councillor Archer are not here, and put that to a vote. So, Councillor Barwick, are you in the affirmative to go and close? Councillor Barwick, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Councillor Harris, Councillor Logan, Councillor Orton, Councillor Dawson. So,